Todd Moss is Chief Operating Officer and Senior Fellow at the Center for Global Development, a Washington, D.C. think tank, and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. From 2007 to 2008, he served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State and was responsible for diplomatic relations with 16 West African countries. When he left the State Department, he decided to write novels. He did so with fictional State Department crisis manager Judd Ryker. His first novel was entitled The Golden Hour. The new novel is Minute Zero, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Todd Moss to the roundtable. Todd, very nice to have you back on the program.
Great. Thanks to be with you, Joe.
Let's talk a little bit about how you came to Africa in the first place. You are from Rochester, New York, from upstate New York, and you go to Africa as a college student. How do you originally bond with the country?
You know, I was just a dumb college kid. I didn't really know anything about Africa. It just seemed like somewhere exciting to go. And I really didn't know what to expect, but pretty much from the moment I stepped off the plane in the capital, Harare, I had fallen in love with the place. I live with a host family. They were super warm. I'm still in touch with all of them. And what I thought was going to be sort of exotic and unfamiliar actually was very familiar, and it really just made it very easy to travel around and to work and to meet people and to get excited about the continent. And in fact, you know, I got so hooked on it that I've been working on Africa ever since.
So when you come back, is the idea always, well, I want to get back there?
Well, now that I live in Washington, D.C., I've got a family. I'm not going for extended periods of time. And my day job, I do research on economics in Africa, on poverty issues, investment issues. So I'm typically going to Africa for maybe a week at a time. I'm going to one or two countries, and then I'm coming back to Washington. It's always exciting to do that. It's you know, always a long haul. But what's super interesting is a country like Ghana, which I go to in West Africa pretty regularly. Every time I get off the plane, there are more construction cranes. It's the city looks different. It's really fantastic to keep visiting a boom town like Accra, the capital of Ghana.
As I mentioned, this novel, Minute Zero, is the second in the Judd Ryker series. It started off with The Golden Hour. How did you come to write novels after your time in the State Department?
Well, when I left government, I actually started writing a book about dysfunction inside the U.S. government when we deal with crises. And I just decided that because of classified information that I couldn't share and because I didn't want to burn my friends and former colleagues, it would be much more fun and easier to try it as a thriller. So I did it mostly for myself, for fun, and I based it on a true life experience, which is a coup that happened in the West African nation of Mauritania when I was sent to meet with a general who had just arrested and deposed a president. And part of that was I had to navigate the U.S. government to balance out counterterrorism partnership, democracy concerns, human rights issues. And I thought that would be a good premise for a thriller. So Judd Ryker goes in after a coup in a neighboring country there called Mali. I said it there because I thought most Americans would have heard of Timbuktu, where almost nobody's heard of the Mauritanian capital of Nouakchott. But I use that to really try to take readers, you know, deep inside the U.S. government machinery during a coup or a crisis. So into the Situation Room at the White House, into the U.S. embassies, and hear how our officials debate, fight, outmaneuver each other to try to decide what the U.S. government should do.
So you are still able to write about this, the dysfunctions in government, which I assume had you followed that original path, it would have been a much longer book.
Well, You know, I think that the reactions I've gotten from my former colleagues who are still in government, people have really enjoyed the book because these are frustrations that they deal with every day. And then to read it in a mainstream thriller, I think people found that some relief from that. But also, you know, most thrillers are about spies. And I know that a lot of people in the State Department and in other parts of government feel like the CIA gets all of the thriller glory. And so I thought it was a little bit different, and I've certainly gotten a positive reaction in writing about diplomats and what they're doing during crises as well.
So in the 25 years since you first visited Zimbabwe, what are some of the most dramatic changes that you've witnessed?
Well, I know that most Americans only get little tidbits about Africa, usually disaster news that they see on television or read in the papers, and they tend to think it's just all about poverty and war. But actually, the last 25 years have been very good for Africa. Most Africans are much, much wealthier than they were. The countries are becoming more important to the United States, both in terms of national security and in terms of economic markets. And culturally, also Africans just becoming much more integrated into mainstream American culture. I think we see that in the movies and in books and in music. Unfortunately, the country Zimbabwe, the one that I've set the second novel in, has been one of those countries going in the wrong direction. Zimbabwe is actually poorer now than it was 25 years ago. And in large part, that's due to a president that's been in power now 35 years and really been dragging the country down with him. Another reason I thought political transition in a place like Zimbabwe might make an interesting premise for an international thriller.
When you bring characters to a place like this, how, I assume it's very much a balance of telling us what the situation is there, getting off your chest some of the things that bothered you when you were in government, but also telling a good story.
Right. I mean, nobody wants to read a thriller about government dysfunction. That just sort of provides some of the backdrop.
called the New York Times, you know, I believe.
You know, great thrillers are about characters, are about compelling stories, and you really want to feel the tension that the characters are going through. You know, I hope I've succeeded in the golden hour and now with Minute Zero. But what I really wanted to try to capture in the second book is this moment that happens sometimes when a dictator has been in power a long time, everything seems very stable, and then all of the sudden there's this brief little moment where all of a sudden it's chaos and nobody knows what tomorrow will look like. You know, we saw this in Libya with the fall of Gaddafi. We've seen it in Egypt. We almost saw it in Syria when it looked like Assad was on the precipice of collapsing. And we almost saw it in Zimbabwe in 2008. And it's that moment that I call Minute Zero and Judd Riker calls Minute Zero, where the U.S. can actually do something to alter history. And that was really the question I tried to ask in Minute Zero, is what might have happened in 2008 or in this fictional story if the U.S. government had been more assertive in that moment of opportunity.
Judd Riker is a crisis manager. What makes a crisis manager a good protagonist?
Well, he's constantly being thrown into a tense situation. It's very frantic. You can imagine after a coup or when something chaotic is going on in a foreign country, people are running around. There's information pouring in, and you've only got a few moments, maybe minutes, maybe hours, if you're lucky, a few days to figure out what you want to do and make it happen, or you miss your window. And that, to me, seemed, if I'm going to write a story about a diplomat, you don't want to write about cocktail parties and meetings, most of the things that diplomats actually do, but throw them constantly into these moments of extreme tension.
Do you ever get calls from former colleagues who say, too many tales out of school, Todd?
No, you know, I just had a launch in D.C. Last week for Minute Zero. I had several former ambassadors there. And if anything, you know, I had to make some of the ridiculousness inside government, I had to simplify it to make the story move along. And if anything, I think that the dysfunction inside government is worse than I portrayed it in the stories.
Todd Moss is the author of the new Judd Riker novel. It is Minute Zero. It is published by Putnam. Todd Moss, very nice to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks to be with you, Joe.
Best of luck. Thank you. Again, the title of the novel, Minute Zero, published by Putnam. Todd Moss is the author. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.